If you're listening to this and it's Friday, March 3rd, then we are smack dab in the middle of Beaver Roundup, the premier annual community celebration around the Bristol Bay region. Beaver Roundup is the unique to us theme-based annual celebration during which we celebrate something of our roots as a community. It's not unlike what you might find in many other communities across our country. For example, in my hometown in Kansas, such a celebration was held in July and called Cowtown Days, hearkening back to Ellsworth's start as a genuine Wild West cowtown. Another community I lived in for some time celebrated Checkfest, an after-harvest festival that was focused on the community's history as a frontier town that was founded by people from Czechoslovakia. Many communities have such celebrations, and they are often tied to the history of the community or its culture. And so it is for us with Beaver Roundup. Let's take some time today to examine the animal that is at the center of attention this week, Castor canadensis, otherwise known as the North American beaver. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. I have actually done Beaver Roundup episodes before, so if this has a ring of familiarity to it, fear not. That deja vu feeling is somewhat warranted and hopefully will pass soon enough. However, I think the beaver is a magnificent animal to consider, and this week is a terrific springboard to do just that. I do start from the ground up each year, so you're not hearing completely the same thing. Also, there is an ebb and flow to any community's population, and Dillingham is no different. I feel quite confident that there are people listening today who are relatively new and maybe don't know a lot about beavers, so there is that. I had another episode started for this week, ice fishing, but we'll table that until next week. You might scratch your head at why I specified the North American beaver during the introduction this week. I mean, a beaver's a beaver, right? Well, actually no. There is also a beaver species on the other side of the world from us that's found across many parts of Europe and West Central Asia. And it's called, wait for it, the Eurasian beaver. At a glance, they look like they could be one and the same animal. Google a few photos sometime and you'll see what I mean. However, dig a bit deeper and you'll find out that not only are they different, they're not even compatible. North American beavers have 40 chromosomes. Their Eurasian counterparts have 48. A few years back, a rather rigorous attempt was made in Russia to produce a hybrid. It wasn't exactly a success. The net result of those efforts was a single, stillborn kit. Beyond the chromosome difference, some of the things you might notice with a closer look include differences in the size and shape of the skull and nose, shorter shin bones, which make it more difficult for Eurasian beavers to stand on their hind legs, a narrower tail, and larger anal glands. Also, while this is far from an ironclad way to identify them, the majority of North American beavers sport those distinctive chestnut reddish guard hairs, while the propensity of Eurasian beavers have light tan, almost beige-colored guard hairs. So with all due respect to Eurasian beavers, surely fascinating in their own right, let's turn our attention to the beavers that we celebrate here in Dillingham. The fur trade and beaver trapping in particular, and its former importance to our local economy and history, is something we remember when we celebrate Beaver Roundup. But the animal and the pursuit and harvest of them are not unique to just us. Beavers have been an area resource for the native population for longer than anyone will ever be able to pin down. Beaver fur is a very warm, durable fur, and beaver meat can be outstanding table fare when prepared properly. Taken together, beavers have had a great deal of value to people throughout the years. Also, much of European exploration of Alaska was driven by the fur trade, a large chunk of which was beavers. Even as that was happening in the 1700s and 1800s across Alaska, much of the western two-thirds of the lower 48 was opened up and explored in the early 1800s for the same reason, capitalizing on the fur trade, and in the case of the lower 48, specifically on beaver hides. During the 1800s, across much of Canada and the American West, beaver furs were so heavily traded that they became a unit of currency unto themselves. Beaver hides were called plews and were traded for needed supplies, such as clothing, tools, blankets, traps, guns, powder, and food. In Canada in the 1700s, the Hudson Bay Company, at one time a large fur-trading monopoly of a company, had what they called the made beaver, a unit of currency in which one quality adult winter beaver was one made beaver, and they had metal coins to trade which represented made beavers, as well as fractional coins for halves and quarters as well. All that to say that the beaver has a long, colorful history, not just in Dillingham, but across pretty much our entire continent. So what do you know about these fascinating animals that have accounted for nearly 6 decades worth of local celebration? I am far from a top-level beaver expert, but I do have my own history with them that goes back over 30 years. Over portions of my adult life, and back into my teenage years, I have sometimes put forth decent efforts at trapping them, where time and circumstance made such a proposition worthwhile. I have skinned more than a few and had to learn a little along the way. One fact that some folks find surprising is that beavers are basically really large mice. They are our continent's largest rodent, and second in size globally in the rodent family only to the larger capybaras of South America. So, just how big is big? My guess would be that most people around our area have been in close proximity to a beaver at some point in their lives, something that's not as true for people in the lower 48, even those that live near large populations of beavers. Adult beavers in Alaska usually weigh somewhere between 40 and 60 pounds, though extremely old, fat ones can sometimes come close to triple digits. In fact, I've personally caught a few over 60 pounds and one that weighed 72, though that was in Kansas, not Alaska. And I know a guy in Virginia that caught one that weighed in at a whopping 106 pounds. They are between 3 and 4 feet long, and adults will have a tail between 10 and 12 inches in length. Most people will recognize that they're some type of brown in color, and that can range from a light dusty brown to almost black, although that chestnut brown I mentioned is the most common. The tail is dark gray to black and broad and is one of the most recognizable traits, along with those distinctive orange-colored rodent incisors. Which, by the way, have you ever wondered why they're orange? The orange comes from a high iron content that's found in the enamel on the front of the teeth. As you might expect with a community and area that celebrates beavers and beaver trapping, beavers are very common across the Bristol Bay area. In fact, they're pretty easy to find around just about any forested part bordering any kind of water anywhere in our state. They are very prolific, widespread, and adaptable. Evidence of their habitation is always easy to spot. Chewed trees and vegetation, heavy trails leading to the water's edge, dams and lodges all serve as something of a neon sign pointing to the presence of beavers in an area. While it's true that all animals have adaptations that make them unique, it's perhaps even a bit more true with beavers. They just don't really look like anything else, from those teeth at the front to the tail at the back. That spatula-like scale-covered tail has several critical uses, including as a rudder when swimming, an alarm when danger is near, and an extra leg to provide balance when cutting down trees. The webbed hind feet, and that webbing is thick and rubbery if you've never touched a beaver foot, help to make them superior swimmers. They have valves that shut off in their nose and ears while they are swimming and working below the water's surface, and they have skin flaps in their mouths that allow them to chew while underwater. They also have glands on either side of their anus called castor glands. The scent in these glands is used to mark territory, and it's a favorite scent of trappers, whereas it's a very attractive odor to many predatory fur-bearing species. In fact, most trappers not only utilize the fur when they trap beavers, but harvest the castor glands as well, either for personal use as a trapping scent or to sell. Beavers are largely herbivores and eat bark, grasses, roots, and aquatic plants. They eat the leaves, inner bark, and twigs of alder, birch, cottonwood, willow, and other deciduous trees. They will also dine on shrubs, ferns, aquatic plants, and grasses. In agricultural areas of our continent, they can be a nuisance with crops such as corn and beans. Their large, sharp upper and lower incisors I mentioned earlier are used to cut trees and peel bark while eating. These teeth grow throughout a beaver's life, but are worn down by grinding them together, cutting down trees, and feeding. In closing today, I'll add that sometimes you'll hear the phrase, "busy as a beaver," which is an idiom that gives a nod to the industriousness of these furry Alaskan denizens. Indeed, they are a very active animal, and that particular idiom is great advice for this week. Beaver Roundup is always overflowing with things to do and food to eat. I would encourage everyone to get out there and do their part to both celebrate and act like beavers. Have a safe and delightful Beaver Roundup, everyone. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.